delighted to get an update from our friends, the VA, Manchester VA and VA of New England Healthcare. Kevin Forrest, the director of the VA here in Manchester, New Hampshire, joins us, GMI Studios. Also, Ryan Lilly, he's the network director for the VA New England Healthcare. And talking about some improvements here in innovation and excellence. Good morning, Ryan and Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning?
Doing okay, and I understand Ryan's with us as well.
He is.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Jack. Good
hey,
to be with you.
Ryan, maybe, you know, but before we begin on some of the services and the face-to-face stuff that's returning to the VA operations, maybe, Ryan, you could take a minute with Kevin and just kind of talk about how the VA New England Healthcare works with, and the VA New England Center works with Manchester VA, and how they overlap and how you support each other.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to. Great. So good morning again, and good to be with you. So, yeah, so the Manchester VA is part of the VA New England Healthcare System, and we all support each other. So there are eight hospital systems in New England, of which Manchester is one. We share staff, we share resources across all those sites, and most importantly, patients can access care across any of those sites. It's very common for Manchester patients, for example, if they need some specialty care that may not be available at Manchester, they could either get that in the community or they could actually go to Boston and stay in the VA healthcare system in Boston, where we have world-class providers across a number of specialties. So, yeah, it's all about providing exceptional care to veterans at all of our locations, including Manchester.
Kevin, you've, of course, you know, it's been an interesting couple of years of the Manchester VA. And, of course, this past year, no one could have predicted the impact on a lot of the face-to-face stuff. But as you brought more and more services back, Kevin, tell us about some of the new stuff happening and more face-to-face stuff, and also where there might be some holes still, whether it's through the CHOICE program, where a veteran can go locally to a hospital where some of your folks have privileges, or they can invite, you know, kind of getting veterans to go close to home, as well as New England healthcare with the VA, where some of the, you know, the overlap and some of the specialties that someone might not be able to get at Manchester VA. But I'm going to let you sort of tackle all of it.
No, thanks, Rick. Well, you know, for starters, we're actually here at a forum with all the medical center directors here this morning, really talking about, you know, how we can make care easily accessible to veterans, whether it be primary care or specialty care, by leveraging, you know, all of the medical centers that that Ryan had mentioned, but also how we deploy that technology and those providers back to all the outlying facilities to make it easier for veterans. I'll tell you, this morning we had 788 appointments on our books. And
wow,
that's getting up to, you know, kind of pre-COVID levels there, with a large chunk of those being face-to-face. So I think we're certainly headed in the right direction. And, you know, as far as our new services, I had mentioned the other day in an interview about, you know, we have top-notch pain providers coming in another month and a half here to bolster up for our pain programs, helping to combat the opioid epidemic. We've got our whole health program that's really unique to us, and just a lot of new offerings where we want to be, you know, a veterans healthcare provider of choice, and we do it very, very well with exceptional quality.
Now, those 700-plus appointments you mentioned, Kevin Forrest, Manchester VA, are those over, you know, is that just on the books for today, and are those facilities beyond Manchester or just right at the VA? It's a lot of appointments.
No, that was our, Jack, that was our appointment level just for the Manchester VA today. So,
wow.
You know, I think that's a good sign of, you know, on 1 June, our you know, providers, they really opened up templates. And again, we're stressing on getting veterans back in that, you know, might have delayed some health care, just not had a chance to get in during the pandemic. And we're doing an active outreach to them to get them in and provide them the health care that they need.
Ryan Lilly with the VA New England Healthcare. Ryan, how do you reach out to those veterans that might have just sort of pulled back over the last year, maybe not as high tech savvy, put off some symptoms or some regular screenings and appointments? I've been hearing with, you know, people who are not veterans that sometimes they put off a procedure. Or it could have been a cancer screening because everything has been COVID, 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 and they sort of pull back a little bit. How do you kind of convince them to get back into the flow to make that appointment, which is easy to do, look at the preventative stuff, and take care of their regular health?
That's a great question, Jack. The first way I'd answer that is just to reassure everybody that our campuses are incredibly safe places to be. So we continue masking at the campus. I know that the surrounding communities have loosened up on that a bit, but we still require masks. Greater than 90% of our staff are vaccinated, and over half of our patients are vaccinated, and certainly either of those groups that still desires to be vaccinated, we have plenty of vaccine available. So the reality is veterans are coming into places that are quite safe, and you know, part of it, frankly, is just getting the message out that do not delay your care. There's really no real reason to do that. So if patients in the listening audience in particular have been waiting for what they think might be the appropriate time, that time is now. We are open for business, and we can meet all of your needs now very safely. So, yeah, what we do not want is people delaying care and then coming in. And, of course, if their condition has progressed, that would be a real shame if they just delayed care for fear of it not being appropriate or safe. So, yeah, I think the fundamental answer to that question is just to encourage folks to come in, see your primary care provider, you know, get your annual updates, get your physicals and whatnot, and you know, be quite clear with anything that's going on so we can follow up on it.
Ryan, and maybe Kevin can follow up. If you could just go back and tell us a little more about the VA New England Center for Innovation Excellence. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks. So this is a new center, so that we have a proud history in New England of doing innovative things, and the VA national system has a similar history of always pursuing innovation. So we had the opportunity last fall to stand up this center called the New England Center for Innovation Excellence, where the goal is really to bring innovative services, ideas, treatments, what have you, to veterans directly to improve their quality of life, their well-being. And we are a first of its kind, so we're the first regionally based center. There's five of these now across the country, most of them out west. We're the first one to actually have a regional focus, primarily focused actually in Manchester. So we started in Manchester, but cool. Our focus will be the wider region. And we attempt to partner with community organizations, private businesses, what have you, to bring innovative things. So one example, we just launched a project last week where Dean Kamen, who I know you're familiar with, and his iBot, which is a motorized, I won't call it a wheelchair because
I've seen
mad
it.
When anybody refers to it.
I've seen it. It's quite a mobile device. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can climb stairs and go up and down, in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the best version of a wheelchair. Let's put it that way. So it can stand up straight. It can go up and down stairs and go on sand. He has generously donated 50 of those to the VA. So we are going across the country this summer for all of our, we have 25 spinal cord injury centers in the VA system.
That's awesome.
Each of those centers will get one of those so that providers and patients can become familiar with that. He's also donated an additional 25 to go directly to veterans that are in need of those. And we would certainly anticipate once the providers at the spinal cord centers in particular become familiar with that, they'll start prescribing those to patients, and we'll have even more of those in use across the VA system. So
that's awesome.
So it's really exciting. You know, we're open for business and looking for innovative partnerships across the region for things like that, where we can bring solutions to veterans to improve their quality of life.
That's awesome. And I just love the innovation and the partnership with the private sector. I know Kevin's been more open to that. He very open to that. He'll go meet with different vendors in the private sector. I know that firsthand. He's been very open. And I think over the years, I'm talking several years ago, that was the problem with some of the bureaucracy around healthcare for veterans, was that lack of partnership with the sort of the business, the entrepreneurs, the private sector. And I applaud you, Ryan and Kevin, for going after that and doing those kind of partnerships. And if veterans want to sign up for an appointment, Kevin, you mentioned there were a bunch of them. The easiest thing, Kevin, is manchesterva.gov, and just go to the calendar or the social media for event or sign up for appointments.
It is definitely call, you know, 603-624-4366. And, you know, right to the call center, and we'll get an appointment there. I think our access has been really well. I think, you know, new primary care appointment for a new veteran is upwards of about 15 to 16 days. So we're open for business.
All right, Ryan, thank you. Kevin, thank you. Manchester VA update right here on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.